Hi, I'm Sharon Pearson with the 7 Jamaican and Caribbean news items you may have missed for the week ending March 13th, 2020. These news items are brought to you by Jamaicans.com. This week's news: all Jamaican schools to close for 2 weeks. Jamaican Prime Minister Andrew Holness announced that schools across the country, together with the Heart Trust NTA, will be closed for 14 days as a result of the coronavirus. He made the announcement during a press conference at the Office of the Prime Minister on March 12, 2020. The closures will be in effect as of March 13, 2020. He plans to review this decision after a period of 10 days. Visa services at U.S. Embassy suspended due to virus outbreak. The United States Embassy in Kingston will not offer visa services in a decision to suspend these services because one of its employees has tested positive for the coronavirus. The employee had recently returned to work at the embassy after a trip to the United Kingdom. The embassy is working to sanitize its premises to prevent further spread of the virus and is joining with local health authorities to implement additional measures designed to control the spread of the virus. This week's Caribbean news: tourism in Caribbean faces downturn from virus concerns. The impact of the coronavirus outbreak is having a major effect on tourism in the Caribbean. Measures instituted by national governments in the region have already resulted in the turning away of two huge cruise ships. Proprietors of small businesses are feeling the effects of fewer tourists and less tourist spending. As the Caribbean is heavily dependent on cruise ship visitors, it is especially hard hit by virus outbreaks and the subsequent quarantines imposed on cruise liners in recent days as travelers are encouraged to stay home. Are you ready to reach the world with your event, business, or product? This weekly news summary is syndicated to over 60 radio stations worldwide. We invite you to become a sponsor today. Contact us at news@jamaicans.com. This week's diaspora news: Jamaica closes its New York, London, and Washington, D.C. missions. In response to the spread of the coronavirus, which has been designated a worldwide pandemic, Jamaica has decided to close its mission and consul offices in New York, Washington, D.C., and London. According to Jamaica's Foreign Affairs Minister, Kamina Johnson-Smith, the New York Consulate General, which services the biggest diaspora community, will close from March 16, 2020 to March 20, 2020. The minister also stated that the consular departments in Washington, D.C. and in London will be closed during the same period. She noted the move represents a precautionary action and that the Jamaican government will monitor the situation and decide whether or not to extend the closures in the future. Meanwhile, she recommends that people use the available online resources for passport applications and other relevant needs. This week's business news: Sangster Airport experiences first cancelled flights due to virus outbreak. The operator of Jamaica's Sangster International Airport has decided to review the passenger forecast for the remaining portion of the 2020 season as a result of travel concerns related to the coronavirus outbreak. In particular, it will review those markets that contribute most of the travel traffic to Jamaica. As more countries see confirmed cases of the virus, fewer people are traveling and airlines are cancelling flights. Sangster, the biggest airport in the Caribbean, experienced its first flight suspensions as Neon, an Italian carrier which operated 2 weekly flights to the airport, cancelled flights between February 28th and March 28th. Now for this week's arts and entertainment news. Organizers of Dream Weekend take event to New York. The promoters of Dream Weekend have decided to move the event from Negril in Jamaica to New York City. The event is scheduled for August 2020, as party people in New York will get a chance to experience the popular staging in Brooklyn Heights. Carlos Philpotts of Dream Entertainment stated that the move was prompted by research conducted to determine the feasibility of expanding the event to New York. In-depth research is always conducted before new projects are put in motion, Philpott said. The move is expected to create more awareness of the Dream Weekend brand and tap the interest of the largest Caribbean community in the United States. This week's sports news. West Indies cricket legend to appear at fundraiser. The legendary West Indies cricketer, Colin Croft, is slated to appear at a fundraiser at the Preston Caribbean Carnival in the United Kingdom in April 2020. Croft, who was a fast bowler for the West Indies team in the late 1970s and early 1980s, will also make a speech at the event. Croft remains the record holder for the best test innings figures for the Windies. In 1982, he participated in a controversial rebel tour of South Africa during apartheid and was banned from international competition until 1989. He will discuss his reasons for the South African tour in his speech. Since his retirement, he has served as a commentator on cricket and appeared as an analyst for the BBC, BBC's Test Match Special, and Sky Sports. Thank you for listening to the Jamaica Weekly News Summary, brought to you by Jamaicans.com. You can listen to this podcast again at Jamaicans.com. We invite you to become a Weekly News Summary sponsor. Contact us at news@Jamaicans.com. I'm Sharon Pearson, and you can listen to me on Fridays at midday at TurnItUpRadio.com, on Saturdays from 11 a.m. to midday at TheEnglishConnectionMedia.com, and on Sundays between the hours of 6 and 9 p.m. at E2OnAir.com for The Conduit Show with Peter G. The word is power, and there is power in the word.